Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday, the 24th of July, 2022. My name is Nigel Parker, and I'm so glad that you're joining us by radio or by internet today. Whether you're in the eastern townships of Quebec or beyond, may God bless us. St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church Sherbrooke, where I serve as minister, would be pleased to welcome you at our Sunday services in person at 10:30 a.m. at 256 Rue Queen Street in the borough of Lennoxville. But you can also join us through our Facebook page or YouTube channel, where our services are live streamed. Our opening psalm today comes from Psalm 85. You, Lord, showed favour to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, O God, our Saviour, and put away your displeasure towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Let us pray. Our holy God, we celebrate you, our generous, reviving, and gracious God. We come to give you our thanks for the good news that you really care for each one of us. Forgiving God, today we joyfully receive and know your merciful love, and we come to give you our thanks that you, the God we worship, forgives and forgets our sins. Steadfast God, we remember and give thanks for you are God's unfailing love and the blessings that are so tenderly poured out over contrite and confessing people. We come to give you our thanks that you, the God we worship through songs and prayers and readings and preaching and praying, shows us his unfailing love through his Son, Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit. Nurturing and forgiving God, we live in times of uncertainty. There are wars and rumours of war. Prices are high and income is low. But dependable God, in trusting faith, we thank and praise you for your many promises of love and forgiveness. We give thanks that in the words of the psalmist that unfailing love and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed, righteousness smiles down from heaven. And yes, the Lord pours down his blessing, preparing the way for his steps. May all this be our experience and joy. Lord, it's our experience and our sadness that we fail you and we fail one another. How quickly we can write off someone bearing your image or prejudice ourselves against a group, a people of your own choosing. And when we pray, we want to speak to you as a peer, as if we were equal with you, our God, but without seeking your wisdom. Rather, we intend to give you ours, and we remain distracted listeners. Lord, when we recognize our sin, forgive us. Teach us to look deeply, so we may know your salvation. God is good, and God's love rules. God sends his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and in him the whole fullness of the Godhead dwells fully, and we come to fullness in him. And for his sake our sins are forgiven. And therefore, as we receive him, we will continue to walk in him, rooted, built up, and established in faith, and abounding in thanksgiving, to the glory and praise of you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I've no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door's already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Thank you. We've been following Luke's Gospel, and there are topics that keep on coming up in the way that Luke tells the Jesus story. He talks about women, he talks about Gentiles, he talks about sinners, he talks about children, and he talks about prayer. From the birth of John the Baptist to the songs of praise to his baptism to his drawing aside or going up a mountainside, Jesus prayed and he taught others to pray. And here today we come to the Lord's Prayer. Who taught you to say the Lord's Prayer? I have a strong memory of my mother going through the Lord's Prayer, clause by clause, teaching me the words of the Lord's Prayer. Have you had someone like that in your family, your church, your circle? Someone who taught you what words to use when to pray? But my mother taught me more than just the words. Just as Jesus' disciples looked at Jesus and saw there was something about him in the way that he prayed that made them want to follow his example, so they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." If praying were simply a matter of repeating the prayers, then we would have nothing more to learn. We could simply repeat and recycle the prayers parrot fashion, going through them by rote or by ritual. In some belief systems, prayers are written on wheels, and if you spin the prayer wheels, somehow the prayers and the petitions are carried into the spiritual realm. Jesus said that praying wasn't a matter of heaping up empty phrases, but something more, something beyond the words. Verses 9 and 10 of Luke chapter 11, he says, "I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened." Ask, seek, knock. Three different words, three different meanings. Like a chain of events, if you will, they build one on top of the other. One commentary says, "Ask implies a simple petition. Seek indicates an earnest search. Knock shows perseverance in spite of hindrances." So here are three words about prayer and asking and seeking, knocking today. The first word is suppliant. Suppliant. In other words, be an asker. If, as we learn from Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, our Heavenly Father knows the things we need before we ask him, why should it be so important that we ask? Or to put it another way, why is prayer necessary? It's certainly not to inform God about something he did not already know. Primarily, this is a command of God. We therefore ask because he asks us to do so. James chapter 4 and verse 2 tells us, "You do not have because you do not ask God." But even in the example of Jesus in Psalm 2, we hear the voice of God speaking to his son saying, "You are my son, today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession." The point is that the Father delights to be asked. So supplication, being a suppliant, has a special place in God the Father's purpose. Secondly, be a seeker. A seeker. Now again, I'm not really sure if we can fathom the whole reason for this, but there's no doubt that Scripture teaches us that God responds to those who seek him. I once wrote on the back of my study door a list of all the verses where it talks about seeking God. Here's some of them. Jeremiah 29, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart." Or 2 Chronicles 7, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear them from heaven." Isaiah 55, "Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near." Proverbs 8:17, "They that seek me, find me." Be a seeker, not just a suppliant. Being a seeker is more intense than simply asking. And the focus is on seeking God. Not things from him, but God himself is the object of our seeking. And seeking also involves perseverance and the commitment of time, in a way that simply asking does not. Be a suppliant. Be a seeker. And thirdly, be serious. After Jesus teaches his disciples what we know as the Lord's Prayer, there's the parable of the importunate friend, the story of someone who has to go to a friend at midnight because they need bread to feed a visitor who, in the course of a journey, arrives at his house late at night. The host has been caught out with no food, and hence the late-night request. And the friend's naturally reluctant to be disturbed, but Jesus says that it's the persistence and perseverance of the request and the seriousness of the man asking which makes him ready to rise and respond. And so Jesus says, be a suppliant, be a seeker, be serious. True prayer demands all three.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. As it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, and hallow your name throughout the earth. For in you, love and fidelity embrace, peace and justice kiss. When you created the earth and poured out your riches, the land sprang to life with good gifts for all. But in your Son Jesus, your divine nature has indwelt humanity. You have come to us. Nailed to the cross, he cancelled the record of our sin, and when we were buried with him in baptism, you raised us with him through faith in your active power. And now to all who ask, seek, knock, you give the gift of yourself. And so with hearts lifted high, we offer you thanks and praise. We come before you in prayer, trusting that your power works in the world in ways we cannot imagine. We thank you for calling goodness forward, for supporting love and creating justice, even in situations which seem so hopeless to us. Draw on our prayers this day as signs of your Spirit at work in our lives. God of the world and all its peoples, we pray today for those who lift their voices in troubled nations. Call the powerful to account, O God, and inspire leaders with the courage to listen to voices that cry out in pain and desperation. God of our everyday lives, we pray today for all whose everyday lives have been disrupted by forces beyond their control, for those struggling with the effects of COVID-19 or other illnesses, those burdened with the rising costs of daily needs, those facing effects of climate change in the midst of their communities. Inspire governments and other agencies to combine compassion and good planning to respond to those who face such upheaval. God of the courageous and compassionate, we pray for our churches, for your church, for those who live out their commitment to you day by day. Some fellowships are strong and vibrant. Others feel their weakness and their frailty. Like the psalmist, we cry out, "Will you not revive us again? Visit us in the power of your Spirit, that that which remains may be strengthened. And equip us to support those whose lives intertwine with ours." And hear our own prayers now, as we gather them up into the words that Jesus taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
A kingdom of beauty, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of justice and peace. A kingdom that holds all the wiles of creation. A kingdom where children will lead. So near and yet still so far, far away. So close and yet still to come. Concealed, the seed is mysteriously growing in hearts that will listen and hear. A treasure that's hidden, a pearl of great price, a fortune for fools who believe. A kingdom of beauty, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of justice and peace. A kingdom that holds all the wiles of creation. A kingdom where children will lead. For now, this kingdom's a land of the lowly, a place for the tired, plundered, poor. Now our gentle king comes in peace on a donkey, but then on a charger for war. A battle in heaven, a war on the earth, to shatter the long darkened siege. A kingdom of beauty, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of justice and peace. A kingdom that holds all the wiles of creation. A kingdom where children will lead.
Not by our own strength, not by power of might, but by His Spirit.
A kingdom of love, a kingdom of justice and peace. A kingdom that holds all the wiles of creation. A kingdom where children will lead.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.